Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Timbo, of course, for Angry Fans Radio. I am here joined with Three Letterman. Cash is going to be on in a minute. So, Three Letterman, what's good, man?
It's your boy, Three Letterman, a.k.a. DRE, a.k.a. We Got Phil Jackson. Holla at your boy.
Hey, man, why you got to rub that in, bro?
Timbo, you know I got to fuck with you, famo.
No, we can't. We can't do that on air, man. It's a pain, bro. You can't do it.
Oh, man.
That shit is brutal. Too many, man. Why the Knicks? I get he used to play for him, but, man.
He had one more stop, brother. He had one more stop. He went to Chicago. He went to your Lakers. Come on, baby. Come on. Bring it on.
I don't like it, man. I had everybody hit me up. Like, man, he went to the Knicks. I couldn't do it, man. I was hot.
Well, Timbo, you got to blame your management for that, though, man. Front office, brother.
It's the butt son, man.
Exactly.
It's Jim Buss.
You know what I'm saying?
Too many egos going on. Too many egos
exactly.
Over there.
And exactly.
And it's not cool, man. It's not cool. But, let's get into these battles really quick. Cash is about to come on with us. Let's start off with Uno Lavos and Bonnie. King of the Dot, shout out to King of the Dot. They just dropped this battle for Black House 4. We have Uno Lavos versus Bonnie Godiva. Bro, who did you win? Who did you have winning?
I had Uno Lavos winning this shit 2-1. I thought his round one was dope. His round two was nice too. He's a funny cat though. He's a comedian rapper. I see that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had him winning 2-1. How you had it, Tim?
I had it 2-1. I can't be mad at a 3-0, bro. I really cannot. Bonnie said nothing. It seemed like everything was forced to me, man. Everything was really forced. Nothing hit well. Lavos is a funny dude. Some of his shit was funny. I liked his thing where he said about all smack rappers sound the same. Which room am I in? I'll give you a hint. When the Deuce dunk, you're going to hear my toy lit or some shit like that. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, and,
he said, what's the point of word association if you can't even associate with your opponent? I was like, whoa.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
And, yo, Bonnie, I fucked with you, man, but damn, yo. And, yo, in the second round, Tim, I jotted it down, son. She choked from the 18-minute 27 mark to 19:20. In that second round.
That's ridiculous. You can't give – I can't – yo, we got Castle. Castle, we're discussing this Bonnie and Uno Lavos battle, man. And I know you got to chime in.
Uno Babin?
We're discussing the Uno Lavos and Bonnie.
Fuck all that. Fuck with your boy and you stand up low 7, nigga. Nah, what's good? I'm going to tell you niggas right now. Nah, my bad, John.
Uno Lavos and Bonnie.
There's a snowstorm out here. That's the reason why I was late and shit. I couldn't drive back in time. My phone was charging. But check this shit out. All right, y'all niggas said, because I almost feel kind of stupid. I might want to watch this again because I came at Bonnie thinking she lost. Y'all niggas said y'all had Uno Lavos. I'm going to be honest with you. All that, you black bitch and you dumb hoe, that's not funny to me. That's not funny to me, my nigga. So I got to go back and watch this first round again because I don't even know if Uno won this shit. And I know you niggas got Uno won it. I don't know if Uno won, B.
Yo, the niggas made fun of her. He threw the weave out. I mean, yo, and not for nothing.
I mean, what does that mean, my nigga?
Nah, son, it's funny. It's funny. He
what
had charisma.
He threw,
I'm telling
he
you
threw
right now.
A weave on the ground
I'm,
and said,
I'm gonna tell you.
Black bitch is kryptonite. What does that mean?
Her outfit, he cracked on her outfit. Yo, son, he had more memorable spots than Bonnie Godiva. Let's keep it all the way real. And
bro, he wasn't saying nothing to Bonnie. He really wasn't, my nigga.
Really? What's the point of word association if you can't even associate with your opponent? The nigga said...
That was dope.
He said, I heard your box smell like shit. Something like porta potty.
Are you serious, my nigga? You've never heard that before?
Yes, I heard it before, but yo, he said it to a female, though. He's saying it to your son.
This shit off, my nigga. No. I got to watch it again.
I watch it three times. I watch it three times.
I'm going to recap it. Watch it again.
I'm going to recap it.
Let's not act like Earl didn't come out of existence on the 18-minute 27 mark caps. I marked it down, my G. She choked in the second round, 18:27 to 19:20.
She did. And that was the second round.
Right.
That's one round out of three.
Her third round was okay, But I don't even like the angle. Yo, the angle she took, I thought once you put the judge outfit on, you got the Bible, she should have went harder with that angle. And in my opinion, she ain't really go hard on the angle as she should have. You know what I mean?
You give him Uno the third round?
Now give him Ronnie the third round.
Yo, I don't know if Uno won that first. I got to watch that shit again, bro.
I think Uno clearly won that first round.
Clearly.
He wasn't saying nothing.
What was Bonnie saying, though, Caps?
Huh?
What was Bonnie saying, my brother?
I didn't like the Mexican angle. I really didn't like that shit.
Yeah, son, a delivery too, Caps. It doesn't change with Bonnie,
bro,
hold on, bro.
Hold on, bro. We know that part. But his delivery wasn't no better.
Sam,
it really wasn't, my nigga.
He beat her on performance, charisma, and bars.
No, bro. He did not, my nigga. That's your opinion. That definitely is not charisma. Charisma? By telling the girl to suck my dick, that's charisma.
No, dog. He was joking around with her. He kept saying, I love you. He was antagonizing her, son. He was antagonizing her. She was getting hot. You could tell by her facial expression. She was getting hot.
I can't ride with that right there. This is a nigga who always says Bonnie.
I watch everything. Her body movements. I think that's why she choked in the second round.
I'm not running with that, my nigga. You can run with it. That's only
I have to run with that. No doubt.
I gotta watch that again.
Hey, yo,
I gotta
watch that again.
I am not running to give it to Uno like that. Yo.
Cap, just like, you know, how you were saying that Lava's was on her bitch, whole shit like that. Well, like that, she was just saying he sucked dick, pause, this and that, the whole battle.
And the reason why she said that was because if you really paid attention to this nigga's round, I mean, he bit off of every URL battler.
He did.
He didn't have anything on that. This Dax Nash. I mean, what are you talking about?
He was cracking on niggas.
Anyway, I'm going to recap that. We'll see who I got winning because I'm not running with Uno right now.
I run that shit three times. Bonnie lost that.
All right.
I got to say.
All right.
Your opinion.
All right.
It has to be, of course. Of course it is.
I got to see that again, bro. I can't just run with that, man. I can't.
I would love to hear what the fan has to say about that battle on some real shit.
I like the Team Homie joint. When Bonnie was talking about that, when Team Homie ran down on him and shit, I was dumb. Because that actually happened from my understanding. So that was a personal right there. I liked his rebuttal about it somewhat, but I don't know, man. I got to watch it again, bro. I only seen it two times.
Look at Swave Summer's face and Poison Pen's face in the second round.
Price.
Price to me it does, because I'm going off.
Yo,
them niggas are in your corner, but they're smiling.
You're getting Uno the win off of crowd reaction now.
No, son, that plays a part. Let's not act like the crowd. And let's be real. King of the Dot crowd is not URL crowd. They don't just cheer for you for no bullshit. Like, I think they
both. They were cheering for Uno. He wasn't saying nothing.
So what was Bonnie saying? That's what I'm trying to find. What was Bonnie saying?
We're gonna talk about this, man. I don't even want to talk about calling him twice. So let's you know, we're not gonna agree on this one right now, bro. I was leaning towards Bonnie first.
Bitch, you so black and you get naked, you like you wear a leather onesie.
That was crazy right there that you said that. Come on, my nigga. That shit was a hot, my nigga. Get out of here.
That shit was funny, nigga. Fuck that.
That shit.
Fuck that. That shit was a laugh, nigga.
I don't believe he took his time to write that crap for her, man. I thought that he was going to go in on Bonnie and shit. That's what I thought.
So did she go in? Did she really go in on?
Wow, man, this is crazy. But I got to watch this shit after this show. That's for sure. I wish I could watch that bitch while on the show. I'd prove you niggas so wrong right now.
You can't try to prove wrong when niggas are seeing it, son. Come on, B.
I got my own mind, my dude. I don't follow nobody.
We not talking about if I got any own mind, you know. I'm saying you watch it one time, I watch it three times. I guarantee you watch it twice. In my opinion, if you watch it, you might change your mind. I'm not saying you are.
But
I just think you see it differently.
I don't know. Uno wasn't. All right. We'll see, man. I don't even want to talk about no more. We'll see. Because you know why I don't want to talk about no more? Because I didn't watch it as many times as you. You feel me?
All right,
so
cool.
You really actually have an advantage over me right now. When you're saying Bonnie, what did Bonnie say? I only seen that shit like twice. It came out at work. So I really can't argue with you like that. I just know from when me seeing that shit one time, Bonnie first was real close to Uno than me. I thought Uno was going to come way better than how he came in all reality. He really wasn't, in my opinion. That's how I feel about that.
All right. So next one, we had Lotta Zay and Remedy that dropped on Black Eyed Syndicate Cartel. What'd you guys think?
We know who won that battle, man.
Huh?
We know who won that battle, man.
Set it off,
Phil. Who gave it to Remedy?
I had Lotta Zay winning that.
I was about to say, man, that was a clear win, I thought.
Yeah, a lot of things.
That whole slipping up, and I don't know what Remedy was doing, man. I don't understand that shit, man. These niggas, like, I don't be getting these niggas.
I mean,
they got the number one, well, not number one editor, but they got a popping-ass editor, John Doe, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, they do.
Like, why are y'all making this nigga's job harder, fucking up the battle? His job is hard enough, adding the effects and all that shit. I mean, remember your fucking lines, Remedy. And you're over here talking about you ghost wrote fucking Young L. You've got to be kidding me. Not with that, bro. I like the way he raps fast, but Remedy has actually been losing a couple of battles if you really paid attention to this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
He really has. Ain't no one called Remedy out about that shit either.
Yeah.
No one called him out about that, man. A lot of they was wigging on this nigga. He really was.
Was. Dre, who did you have on that?
I watched that shit 3 times, and I'm going to be real with you. I had a lot of Zay winning it 2-1. I thought the worst round for Remy was his first round. Like Cap said, the stumble was very ugly in that first round. I would say this, though, man. I think, like, in a cypher, if it's me, you, Caps, and Remy rapping, like, Remy got bars and shit. Like, he got wordplay. But he ain't really attacking a lot of Zay, but... It's funny, though. When I'm hearing him rhyme, I'm putting my ear to the speaker, and I'm like, yo, this nigga's really saying shit, but Lada's come with the punches and shit, though, B. So I slightly give it to Lada and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I gotta give it to Lada, too, B. I like the way Lada handled that whole innuendo joint. I really like
that. Yeah, that was dope. That was dope.
Lada was saying a lot of real-ass shit in reality. He was putting Remedy in his place, I think.
That's I like when he said, outside of battle rap, I don't even know who you people are.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Shit like that. Yeah. Shit like that hit home because that's a real thing to say. He was like, team. When this nigga was like, where was you niggas when I didn't have no money to get something to eat? Where was you niggas? And then, oh, man, he was, come on, that was deep right there, B. He was,
right,
that was deep right there, my nigga.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of this, I don't want to say he ran over Remedy, but, like, Remedy, he should have came harder than that. If it's going to be innuendo versus an ex-innuendo member, I would just think that. You know what I'm saying? You would really try to kill this nigga Lada Zay.
What do you guys think about the people that were saying that Lada? I heard people say Lada got he zipped up fucking Rem. He bodied him. Some people even saying that. I don't know if I agree with that. What y'all think?
I think Lada Zay was on his way to a body. I think was it Remy's third round that he really started talking that shit.
It was the third round. Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought it was the third round.
It was the third round where he started going in like real fast, and he was saying a whole bunch of shit right there. All right, saved the body back from him. That saved him right there. But he was halfway in that bag.
Let me ask you brothers a question. What do you think about guys teaming up? You got innuendo, you got this team, this squad.
I hate it. Check it out. Unless you niggas, I don't know why you niggas are teaming up. Like, unless you niggas are planning on having a team versus team card, why are you niggas all doing this shit? Because all you niggas are doing are eliminating future battles for us.
This ain't Voltron, niggas. The fuck you think this is?
I mean, you niggas ain't Power Rangers. You niggas are Battle Rangers.
Transformers out of this motherfucker.
And the thing about Dot Mob, I think niggas are getting confused. Dot Mob actually grew up around each other, the majority for that part. Mm-hmm. You got NYB, they rock with each other. Math, rock with Cortez. I mean, they rock with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You got niggas now who are just joining shit for, like, no fucking reason at all. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't even make no sense.
I'm not feeling that cool shit either, yo. That shit is just too much.
There's just too many battles that we're not going to be able to have now.
Yep.
That's what I mean, the game is fucked up anyway. Everybody's all buddy-buddy with each other and shit, so.
How is that going to last for, though, that buddy-buddy shit? That shit is really.
I mean, first and foremost, like, we already know you niggas are buddy-buddy. We know you niggas are not fucking ready to kill each other over battle rap, but you don't got to. I mean, it's to the point that you're not going to battle each other? I mean, come on, man. That doesn't make no sense right there. This doesn't make no sense in my opinion, B.
Yeah. Well, it's a slippery slope. All that fucking, yo, that's my mans and them. And niggas ain't really crew. Like you said, Dot Mob might be the tightest crew in all this, you know, niggas forming up team type shit. But there's a lot of battles that we ain't going to see because niggas is, I mean, I would love to see Swayze against Ill Will.
Bro, I said that in my blog before. I made a blog about that. I was mad. Like, yo, I'm never going to see that battle now. I would love to see Ill Will battle Swayze. I would love it. Those are two beast. Neither one of them are going to back down. I would love to see that battle. And we'll never see that happen. It is what it is, though. I mean, it's just something else that battle rap fans got to deal with.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, I think we should take a couple calls before we get, get our guests on.
There, man.
Let's do it, let's do it. Let's get 631-608, are you on?
Hey, what's up, man? Yo, Timbo, what's good, brother?
What's going on, man?
Cash, 311, man, what up, man? Snake Eyes, man, what's good?
Snake Eyes, what's poppin'?
Snake Eyes, what's poppin'?
Oh, man, y'all niggas, man, y'all been starstruck, man, these past couple shows, man.
What you talking about, man?
Nah, in a good way, though. Y'all niggas been real busy, you know what I mean? I didn't get to call in when shit was lit, man. I had a lot to get off my chest and all that. You know what I mean? But, yo, first of all, you know what I mean? Because I ain't feeling that no shame shit. I'm going to get that out of the way now.
Okay.
Awesome. Right. Like, I ain't even jacking that shit, bringing a weird feeling to battle rap. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
This shit was never like this. I don't care about all that. Oh, have respect. Nah, man, leave that. We don't have to run with that. Leave that shit and chill.
But
we don't come
guys,
in this.
Guys. You don't have to watch the battle.
You're right. We don't have to talk about that shit either.
Okay, but we choose to talk about it.
It's a show, though, Snake Eyes, to be fair, B. Come on.
Hold on. Let me. I'm glad you actually somewhat brought this shit up. Because the only reason why No Shame was on the show was because No Shame was not booked for our show. We had Sugar on, my nigga. The only reason why No Shame came on the show was because Chris is
let's not get twisted. Like, I'm trying to bash y'all. I'm not bashing y'all. Like, I know that's current news, and niggas want
to
bring it up.
But that needs to be put out there also, though, my nigga. It's not like we booked No Shame on the show.
I feel you.
So
you know what I mean?
I'm
just
saying,
you know what I mean? That shit, I'm just saying, like, that shit happened at A-Hat. Let that shit stay in A-Hat, man. Let's be real, man. There ain't going to be no URL battles with this nigga. Niggas is not booking niggas.
Hold on, because if I'm not mistaken, after he left our show, No Shame went to Battle Rap Arena, and Norm said if he was good enough, he'd give him a PG. So
right, he did say that.
Yo, Cass. I fuck with y'all niggas hard, man. I'm watching y'all niggas come up doing y'all thing. That nigga's not getting no PG battle. I listened to that man rap on the show the other day. He ain't saying nothing, man. Let's just be real. Like, I understand it's a transgender. We ain't never seen that. We're shocked. Our eyes is open. But, dog, he's not top 5. He's not top 20. He's not top 40. Leave him back.
He said top 40.
Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, no hate. I'm not hating on him, but I don't want to see that. I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, let's just, there's a lot of shit going on. We need Norm Fall coming up. Let's talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's leave that alone. Chris and Bias. He's a nobody, man. He did some funny shit on the show, man. You know what I mean?
Hey.
But, you know, my takes on the battles that just went down, let's be real, man. Caps, I feel you ain't even get to see the Uno Lavos and all that. But on my first take, when I was first watched it, my first take, I'm like, he's smoking her.
How, my nigga?
Like, just, I'm just saying, like, on first take, like, I was just wild funny. He was entertaining. It was like, damn, he's clowning his bitch. And let's be real,
I mean, my nigga, I mean, what is, I don't know, man.
Let's be real.
It's
a debate. It's going to be a debate. It's going to be a debate. But this is what I'm just saying, like, Bonnie the Godiva's looking like a human starburst, man, green starburst.
Oh, man.
Like, let's just be real, from the tropical pack. You know the green one from the tropical pack?
Killing me, Snake Eyes.
Be real, hold on. Bonnie look like she's sweating Hershey's fucking, like, I don't like, Bonnie.
Oh, man.
Hear me. I like Bonnie, man, but it just seems, Bonnie need to go back and reevaluate, and she need to get some light battles, you feel what I'm saying? Cause we got chicks like C3, Official, that could have probably stood on that stage and gave us a way better show. I feel like Bonnie.
Now, you know what? I agree with that. That I do agree with. But I'm not saying, listen, I'm not saying Bonnie gave me the greatest battle I've ever seen in the world. I'm not saying that, but I don't know if Uno won that first round because that's what it comes down to me.
I'm just saying, my opinion, I feel like Uno won the battle, you know what I mean? But off that, because that's just, you know what I mean? Lotta Zay, Remy D, man. Damn. Like, stop sending boys to do men jobs, man. Like Remy, man. Like, who are you? Like, that's between born, that's between newborn and Lot. Now you jumping in the fire. And you ain't even rap how you want to rap. You did some, you know what I mean, Doja shit. Yeah, you left in your window. Nigga, you got smoked. He got smoked. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yo, just from the door, he started fucking up.
And you could tell. And then we just was talking about a lot of last performance against Bridge Rothstein. He had a little light, you know what I mean? He was saying some shit, but he had that energy. You could tell that he was just sending a message to Newborn, like, yo, I'm trying to kill your whole squad. Like,
but
you sending this nigga to me. He killed Remy D, man. Like,
killed him?
I'm just saying he killed Remy, like,
clearly.
You know what I mean?
He clearly beat Remy in my eyes. Clearly.
All right, he clearly beat Remy. That's a fact. You feel me? Like, right, can I ask y'all something, man?
What up?
What's so entertaining about Remy D, man?
Remy's a vet in this, my nigga. He's been doing this shit since the Fight Club days. I think we went to the Army or some shit like that.
Yeah,
he was in the Air Force.
So I mean, he's been on the battle scene for mad long, my nigga. Like real shit, he did. So that's why his name is.
Check this out. Another thing. Hey yo, that nigga Queens Flip, man. Yo. I just want to say, man, to Christian Bias, man. You know, he's a guy for culture. He does what he does. But you know what I mean? That wasn't a diss. But goddamn, Queens Flip made him look bad in that little blog, man. Damn, with the 50 music and all that in the background.
Right. Fuck the nigga. And yo, you know what is crazy, though, my nigga, is that, like, niggas didn't know that was going to go down, you feel me? So it caught everybody off guard on some G shit. Like, I don't know what it is. Niggas are making it seem like we knew that was going to happen and shit.
I'm
getting all kinds of tweets and all kinds of inboxes. Niggas like, yo, y'all set this nigga up. And I'm just like, dog, like, no the fuck we didn't. Niggas act like we supposed to sit here and cut niggas' mics off when they talking about somebody.
Listen to the show. Exactly what happened is what Three Letter Man said happened, man. Like, you know what I mean? How nigga just want to go back and forth. You know what I mean? Let's be real, man. The Queen's still on the phone talking his real man shit, and then his man, he ain't in a battle rap world. He want to talk to you on like a man, like on some man shit. Like, you coming at me on Twitter. That's what this Twitter shit fucking the world up. Niggas tough behind that computer and shit, man. Like, this shit ain't real life.
Thumb thugs, snake eyes. I call them thumb thugs,
like,
my nigga.
And like, that other topic y'all talking about, small, like the cruise and all that, with the cruise and shit. Like, I feel y'all with that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, a lot of niggas is just joining. Like, I understand niggas trying to, like, spread out their career, probably, you know what I mean, get some better opportunities. Like, I could see Ill Will why he's doing that. You feel what I'm saying? He trying to be in New York a little more, probably trying to get his shit out there, expand.
You know what else, though? You know what, Snick Eyes? I don't mean to cut you off. You just made me think about something. You know what? I can see battle rappers joining up if they're going to make music together.
That's
the only pass, like, because, like, Team Moneybags and Team Homie, I know for a fact, like they make music together. Now, is that a pass right there? Because we can't tell them to put battle rap over music, I guess.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they're going to go light on each other.
Nah, I just feel like, as far as, like, Dot Mob, like, you can see, like, Daylight and all them niggas, they got a mixtape coming out, you feel what I'm saying? They about to drop. Now, I mean, a mixtape all together, like, Rex ain't never going to probably say this shit, but we, like, when they, like, started fuck with Dot Mob, that's when he started, you know what I'm saying, getting out there a little more, like.
I think when he started putting his antics, though, he started getting out there, son.
Mm-hmm. I don't got the contract. I ain't got 100%, but I can just almost guarantee you that Rex is the reason why Daylight is where he's at.
I disagree, son.
You disagree? Yeah.
Hold on.
You know why I disagree, Snake Eyes? It ain't like Daylight be repping Dot Mob that hard body, son. He's in California, and they're in New York.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All this shit is premeditated, man. This shit is, we all in Daylight's world, man. That's what I want to let you know what I mean?
Exactly.
K-Shine, he's going to bounce back. I'm going to believe that K-Shine going to bounce back. I just think that a lot of battles should have been happened. Like when Sean battled Calico and he dissed Cortez on that stage and had everybody, that's when that battle should have happened, when the energy was up and it would have been a better look. Like, it's like it happened on, what battle league was that?
With on K-Shine and Cortez?
Yeah, it was just a different feel. Like, you feel what I'm saying? We didn't get the same.
Yeah, or some shit like that, I think it was called.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's why that battle didn't really come out crazy, like it ain't. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just a straight URL supporter to the deaf, man. And let's be real, man. Where would this shit be without Smack, yo?
Of course.
Word. Smack a pioneer, son. You already know that. You already know what it is.
I'm talking about for real. Like, let's look at these battles that Smack and them has given us, man. Like, niggas is prisoners of the moment and shit, man. Like, we talking about URL dead. That's crazy. How are they dead?
Hold on. No one said they were dead, but let's not act like it's just URL out there.
Yo,
King of the Dot has been putting on quite well, my nigga.
Yo, Cass, I've been watching your blog system, tight ass do rags, bro.
So fuck you, nigga.
This nigga Snake Eyes.
There's no other league like URL. Period. period. I respect what the other leagues is doing, but nah, man, nah. It's nothing like smack. We all, listen, I guarantee you in known for, niggas going to be back on the bandwagon again. Oh, you all right?
Hold on, bro. I mean, is it really a bandwagon or we battle rap fans who support smack so much that we want battles? I mean.
So, man, yeah, these fans is horrible then. Like, this Twitter shit is fucking it up.
I mean, I didn't make Twitter, my nigga. I don't know. I don't even be on Twitter like that in all reality.
You got a cult following, man. These niggas come to you for anything, hey, man.
I don't, you know what it is though, Snake. I don't get on Smack when there's whack battles. I get on the battle rappers.
Yeah,
because Smack ain't there. Smack is not there writing your shit for you. He just giving you a platform to get your piece off. So if niggas want, and I gotta be real though, fuck with URL just like you heavy, my dude. But the last couple battles, I mean, Summer Madness 4 and Gnome 4 was supposed to be like that. The shit. How many times have you gone back and watched them battles though?
You mean Summer Madness 3 and Gnome 3?
Yeah, both those joints I'm talking about.
I mean, we got to be realistic about it, Snake Eyes. I mean, we can
all right. Let's be real. Those battles, a lot of those battles on those cards didn't come out how we wanted it. But
right.
Let's compare the people that's on the cards compared to King of the Dot in them. It's not even a comparison.
I got to disagree again. You know why? Let me tell you why. Me and Caps was talking about it before. The radio station popped off. We was going back and forth about a top 10 for 2013. I got to be real with you, my dude. A lot of the heavyweight niggas didn't crack our top 10.
Let's be
the
real.
The and those, the Shines, the Rexes. They didn't have top 10 battles last year. Danny Myers. Huh?
If you ask me, King of the Dot been had a fan base, right? They been had their own, you know what I mean, shit going on. People been following them. But if you ask me, in my own opinion,
right,
when the faces that was originally battling on Smack every month started
right,
battling over there, that's when King of the Dot got popping. If you ask me,
right,
when we start seeing more of the urban faces over there, that's when niggas start, King of the Dot stepping this shit up. When we start seeing clips over there more, you know what I mean? Quartet, a lot of Smack battlers is going over there because they throwing out that money. So now it's like, King of the Dot is kind of like Smack now? Nah, it's not at all. It's not at all.
Snake Eyes, who's impressed you more, the PGs or the so-called top tiers?
What you mean, so-called top tiers? That's not respectable.
I respect niggas, but I got to say so-called top tiers because to me they're not holding their weight to me. And they living off past battles, and they living off shit they did in 2010.
It's
going
to be the thing to kill these. The experience is going to be the reason why these PGs, that's going to be the reason why they don't beat these, what you call, so-called top tiers, my nigga. It's not only about bars. Let them in. Like, at the end of the day, it's not only about bars. It's about everything collective.
Everything. Y'all fans are letting me know that every day. Trust me. I see
people
saying it's about bars. I get it.
So-called top 10 niggas is bringing experience and being on big stage battles and know how to approach the battle, and these young PG niggas just going to be happy to be in front of them and trying to wig, and then it's just going to be that, like, goods and danger zone, man. Just look at that battle and what you see.
Yeah, but I can tell you Danny Myers and Rum Nitty and Danny Myers and Mr. Mills had better battles last year than a lot of your favorite top so-called top 10 cats, though, my dude.
I tell you like this. If it wasn't for Angry Fan putting guys like Mr. Mills in the mouth, we wouldn't even be having a discussion.
Right, and when you do that, it is a reason why he does that, though, because
like,
niggas is nice.
These guys have one big battle, and we start saying they almost better than the niggas that been in here.
Nah, niggas can't say that now.
But
Danny Myers has
that.
You
think Mr. Mills? You think Mr. Mills is better than half of the niggas that's on Smack?
Nah, but they got a battle, though. They got a battle.
Anybody can be beat on any given night. That just don't mean that niggas is better than niggas overall. Like, nah, man, like. I just be, you know what I mean? Like, to agree, disagree, you feel what I'm saying?
Right, I feel you. That's what the show's about, though, son.
Like, you know what I mean? I know it's a lot of niggas on the call, a lot of niggas hating, like, this nigga.
You good, Snake Eyes, you good.
Motherfuckers. Now, I mean, I've been waiting 3 days to talk to y'all niggas. Y'all niggas my homies, man. You already know, salute, man.
We fuck with you, Snake Eyes. You already know, man.
Yo, Snake Eyes, we fuck with you, bro. Snake Eyes, we fuck with you, ugly motherfucker.
How we fuck with you, son?
Hey, yo, Cash, man, you look like a boiled egg with an outfit on. Fuck out of here.
Yo, fuck that. I get the IQ of a drop pizza, nigga.
Yeah, right, nigga, you like a mozzarella stick with a do-rag.
I hate you motherfuckers. I can't see you niggas out there, but I hate you niggas, man.
Yo, Timbo, you like a dude. Yo, Timbo, you like Jake from State Farm.
Hey, stupid, son. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Three letters, man. Fuck out of here, nigga. I be hearing you on a Ryan Rucco show, nigga. I be hearing you, nigga. Fuck out of here.
You ready?
You ain't low, right. Nigga. Fuck out of here. Three letter men look like motherfucking a light skinned Matt Geiger. Fuck out of here.
Hey, yo, I'm not fucking.
If y'all know who
I hate you, nigga. I fucking hate you.
No, yo, you already
fucking,
know,
I'm
nigga.
Angry Snake Osby.
Lou.
All right, man.
Nigga said a light-skinned Matt Geiger. Y'all ain't fucking with this nigga, man.
Yeah,
I ain't fucking
with this nigga. I look like Jake from State Park.
Yo, Snake Eyes are a fool, man. Fucking clown, son. Fucking Snake Eyes heavy, man.
Man. What do you guys think about this? What are you guys expecting from URL with Gnome 4 and Summer Madness 4?
Say that again?
Or what are you guys expecting from URL? For Gnome 4 and Summer Madness 4.
I'm expecting, like, all right, little shit, like, I think in my personal opinion, URL should have, like, a grudge card or something. I mean, they got to give us something that we were interested in, my opinion, you know what I'm saying? We can't just have a regular Gnome 4 or a regular Summer Madness 4. Like, make some noise this year, you know what I'm saying? Shut everybody up who is talking about King of the Dot. Shut me the fuck up, fuck it, you know what I'm saying?
They need to have a PGs versus Vets card, straight up and down.
Or at least, you know what, if not even that, at least a PG versus a mid-tier, because obviously the niggas don't want to do it. So.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't make these niggas do it. That's crazy, but whatever.
Have a battle at Blackstar, I'm telling you, everything's going to be a classic.
That's what it is. Sure. I mean, let's do it. URL's not stupid. They know what they got to do, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? They don't want fucking them up like that. Like, you just keeping it real. We haven't really been getting that many good battles. I mean, I don't see what's wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean you're not loyal to URL. You're not a URL fan just because you're keeping it real and saying you ain't been getting the best battles. That doesn't mean you're not a URL fan. You're just keeping it real. You're speaking your opinion.
I think the PGs are holding it down very hard body over there, though.
Exactly.
The PGs. Well, actually, you know what I think about the BET battle should be dropping soon, too.
Yeah, they're holding it down over there, B.
So that'll probably, you know what I'm saying, hold us down for a little while.
Yeah. All we want is good battles. That's it. That's fans.
What up? Who knows?
So, let's go 313-999, Detroit. 313-999, are you on? 313? Nope. Someone's just listening. All right, let's go 713-876. Are you on? 713-876.
I'm just listening.
Yo,
why don't you say, shout out to Angry Fan Moment then, nigga.
Alright, here you
go. Hold up. If y'all are just gonna listen, don't press 1. When you press 1, that brings you into the board so he can connect you. So don't press 1 if y'all just want to listen. You can still listen without pressing 1. When you press 1, that means you're on hold to actually talk to us.
You press 1 and don't talk, Cat's going to flame you. All right, let's do 409-828.
What it do? Ain't shit, man. Hey, I got to disagree with what you right there, Caps, because y'all be hitting me up, and I don't even be hitting one, so I see where boys was coming from, you know what I'm saying?
Say again?
But I said y'all be picking us up, and you don't even press 1 to call in, you know what I'm saying? You just be listening. Yeah, for real. That's how y'all got me at work the other day.
Oh, so wait a minute. You called up and you didn't press 1 and we still connected you?
Yeah, like right now.
Oh, you never pressed 1 to talk to us just now?
Hey, nah, but it's all good, though. I want
to
talk
nah,
about
nah, we need to know that shit, my nigga. We need to know that for our boys and shit. Like, let me know.
Yo, actually, you know what, man? I'm going to put you on hold really quick. I think we got a guest on right now. We got Pat calling in. We got
that's what it is.
517, you on?
Fresh Pat? Coast.
Yo, what's happening? What's happening, partner?
Oakland. That nigga Pat, he's talking that partner shit. I'd be liking that shit, Pat.
That's like Cali, baby.
Yo, Pat,
Fresh
I'm
Coast,
telling
you,
Pat. Homie.
Yeah.
What's up with it?
Shit.
Good.
Oh, shit, man. You want the Angry Fan Radio Show? I want to get right into it. Like, let me ask you a question, Paz. Are you ever going to be on URL? Are you trying to get on URL? And the reason why I'm asking you is this. I actually watched you for mad long. Back when you battled Illmatic when y'all niggas look like y'all was teenagers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I've been watching
we were teenagers.
Exactly. See, I've been watching you since then, real nigga shit. You know, not no gloopy shit. I'm just a battle rap fan. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
But like,
I feel you. I appreciate it.
I want to say this. Hold on. I want to say one more thing. I always felt also that you edged Hollow. Now, Hollow was on there, and he broke it down that he came to your coast and all that. Like, what do you particularly think about that battle right there?
About the Hollow battle?
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. I always felt you edged that shit. That's just not.
Man,
I even told Hollow that, so it's not like I'm lying to no shit like that.
Nah, I appreciate it. I mean, it's one for the books. You feel me? It's
Definitely.
It's I mean, me and Hollow Battle had an energy that I don't think is really gonna be. You'd be hard pressed to find a battle that has that kind of energy. I mean, even with the big, you know, I mean, obviously nowadays you got like Lux and Hollow and all these huge battles that happen, but none of them will have like that raw energy that really we had. I mean, you could see it on the video, but really in the moment it was crazy because back then it was still, we like both were kind of like, you know, coming up or whatever or what have you. And it was just like that authentic, like, oh shit, like these niggas, you feel me, really are like trying to have something to prove. It wasn't about like trying to catch on to a trend or none of that shit. It was really just about like us just trying to rap. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. You'd be hard pressed to find something to catch that energy again these days.
I got you. That's one of my favorite battles ever in battle rap is you and Hollow, man. I swear it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
I could watch I could watch the battle like every day. I could watch that battle, man. They was just going back and forth. And
Pass this three letter man. I gotta say, last year, what's popping, my G? I got to say, last year, I thought you and Remy had at least top three, if not top five, battle last year.
Man, good looking. Man, I thought it was a good one.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck the views and all that other fuck shit. Like, y'all niggas went to town and shit. I think Timbo was at an event, too. Wasn't you, Tim?
I was, man. It was my first time seeing Pass. Shout out to Pass.
Oh, word?
That shit was crazy.
That's 401K slow it down, Pass. It was crazy, B. That 401 shit, that was crazy when he did that shit.
Yeah. Man, I didn't even think that was gonna catch on. I didn't know if that was gonna be tight or not or none of that, you know.
Man,
like,
that shit was crazy when you did that shit, B. I had to pause that shit, like, hold up and roll up, bring that whole shit back all over again.
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, a lot of these times, like, I don't even. Half the time, I never know what's gonna catch on. You know what I mean, like. So that was just something I kind of flipped it, it clicked in my head, it registered.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to play with that and see how it goes. And people liked it, you know, so.
So, Pat, I get the vibe that you don't really think people rock with you for some reason. You think that? You think you're underrated?
No, nah, not really. No, I don't think that. How do I put this? Like, I think that I'm different than a lot of, not like, you know, hella niggas would be like, yeah, I'm different, dog. Like, I ain't like these niggas, man. Not like that, not in that sense, you feel me? Like, I am in a lot of senses, I like these guys too, but I don't try so hard to, like, I just don't try hard to, like, appeal to certain, like
crowd.
Do the battle rap crowd. I just do what I want, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I just rap the way I want to do it, like, because I'm, you know, before I was doing any of this, I was a songwriter and all that or whatever, and, you know what I mean, doing music and shit, and which I'm still, I'm actually working on now. But, like, I'm, you know, it's not, it's, you know, I don't cater per se to the battle rap modern crowd, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather, I think what people like about me and what they be saying the most, what I hear the most is like, oh, you just rap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's really what I want to do. That's you know, what I think is my forte. So I think people rock with me. I think they just fuck with me for different reasons.
Yeah.
And they fuck with a lot of these other guys.
Yo, I like I like the way you're real blunt. I don't mean to cut nobody off, but like, you're real blunt. I just like that. You know what I'm saying? I like that bluntness, that raw. I like that shit. Like, you ain't trying to be like nobody else. You just trying to do you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, man. I'm glad it's noticed, you know.
And Pat, I gotta tell you something. You have out of your battles, a lot of your battles got heavy, dog. I mean, heavy replay value battles. I mean, you and Shine, you and Remy, you and, you know what I'm saying, Power of the Dawn, you and DNA. And these are battles I thought
oh,
you
man, that
clearly
DNA
won.
Battle was crazy, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, good looking.
I don't think a lot of niggas are going to see you because how versatile you are.
Man. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, and that just goes back to it. I mean, I'm just trying to rap, you know? Like,
Ty, don't be all humble on this show and shit. Talk your shit, nigga. You've been a little bit too humble for me, nigga.
Bro, feel me, niggas? Nah, man, I mean, that's who I am, man. I mean, the asshole-ish side of me comes out in the battle raps.
Right.
Like, I'm really, you know, that's how I get that out in that outlet. Like, I'm not really like that. I'm not going to come on and be like, yo, I'll destroy anybody. You feel me? Although there's some days where I feel like I'll be watching battles, and obviously I feel like everybody who does this shit feels that way too. They watch them and they're like, oh man, these niggas suck, bro. Like, I could get on these niggas' helmets, dog. Like, and I be feeling like that too. But you know, I mean, I get it out. I don't really feel the need or wanna or have a desire to get on, you know, an interview or in any kind of outlet or channel or whatever and just be a dick like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather just let the raps kind of speak for themselves, I guess, you know?
Pass, I got a quick question, man. This is Timbo here. What's been your toughest King of the Dot battle that you felt? Has there been one that you're like, man, like, your toughest King of the Dot battle, not from back in the day?
Yeah, no, I feel you. Probably, I mean, the toughest, it's hard to say. I mean, there's ones that are tough for different reasons. Like, Remy D was a challenge. Remy D was a challenge, and that one was just like, I mean, you know, I'd like to say I, you know, decide on the battles, you know, based on if it's going to be a challenge, you know what I mean? But I think Remy D was just like, it was just one where I really wanted to push myself to just be, like, just write. Because I think previously to that, I had kind of hit, like, maybe, like, a little slouch as far as, like, my what was before Remedy?
DNA, right? Not DNA,
No.
Was it K-Shine?
So it might have been K-Shine. And I think that was, like, a time period when I was trying to, like, come back and, like, those, like, K-Shine and Skelly were, like, a couple battles where I kind of feel like I was, like, maybe trying too hard to, like, rap a certain way, or I was trying, you know, like I was saying before, I don't want to try too hard, like, to cater to the battle rap crowd. I think I was trying too hard in both those battles, and it was sort of like me coming back from, like, a little lightweight hiatus or whatever, you feel me? And I just, like, I feel like, yeah, that one was one where I was like, okay, I really got to push myself. This dude got bars. Yeah. I mean, I could say the damn near the Skelly one was a challenge, was one of the toughest ones because I didn't know what to expect. I was rapping in a different country. I still think I won that battle, although hella people might disagree. I don't know.
Was that your first away battle? Because I know you battle in Cali a lot.
Yeah. No, I only battled in Canada once.
Out of California is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I battled in Sweden.
Okay.
Against dude. And then I battled in Canada, in Los Angeles. Like, battling in Los Angeles damn near feels like it's, like, people don't know, I mean, Los Angeles is like 7 hours away from Oakland, you know what I mean? Like, it really is, like, at least growing up, I mean, to the battle rap world, like, Fresh Coast is all the same, and it kind of is, I mean, that's true, but, like, growing up in on some, like, Bay Area shit, like, niggas are like, oh, man, the Bay in L.A., like, that's two different worlds right there, you know what I mean? So, I mean, even doing that, it kind of feels like I'm going, like, somewhere else, you know, but we'll see. I mean, you know.
Are you fucking with any of the new cats still coming up?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Rum Nitty is a beast.
Yeah.
That boy is a fool. Ill Will to me is like one of the illest right now, you feel me? Like, I thought
definitely.
I seen him and the other boy battling, I forget what other dude's name, but he crushed him hella bad, and I was just like, oh bud, this nigga goes. And I just like his style because I felt like it was kind of similar to mine, where it's just like, oh shit, yo,
Pass versus Ill Will.
A passing ill will. Oh man, that'll be ugly.
I want to see Passing Chiller go at it.
Passing Chiller?
Yeah. That'll be ball heavy, I think. I think that'll be ball heavy.
Passing will.
Pass needs somebody turned up for him. That way he can get turned up and shit. That's how passwords is. Like when a nigga come at him is when he really get stupid and shit. You can see that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he about to call back in. He about to call in.
Oh, he off the air. That's what's up. But,
yeah, he off the air. I want to see that, man. I want to see passwords so well. I think that would be. I think that'd be crazy.
Pass for Ill?
I think Ill Will will probably get passed. I got to keep it real true, man. Ill Will might get passed.
It was a fucking a beast.
So will just be beasting on.
Yeah, son, he be beasting on niggas,
so
man.
It's hard to just. It's
I'm
really hard for a nigga to go against this nigga Ill Will when he be on his bullshit. Like, that shit is hard for me, my nigga. I gotta keep it established.
Who would you think? Who would you want to see him against in the URL on that stage?
I'll get y'all Chiller.
You think Chiller? You think like?
Yeah.
I don't think that would be a good match.
I think that'd be a dope match. Nobody thought JC and Chiller Jones would be dope before that happened, but that stay went in.
That's
you
not
know what I mean?
Because, nah, because when Chiller battled JC, Chiller buzz is already getting up.
He might have a buzz, but I don't think no one's saying that they was gonna have the best one of the best matches. That was damn near battle in 2012.
Hold up.
I think Pat's been good.
He had his buzz up already from when he had just eaten.
Yo.
Pass.
Yo, pass.
Yeah, yeah.
We good.
Hey, my bad, bro.
You good, my nigga.
Point y'all niggas, man. My bad.
That's some squishy fucking you up, nigga. Yo.
Hey, I heard y'all say Ill Will could beat me, too. That's fucked up.
That was me. That was Andy.
That's no shade to you, though. That's no shade.
Hey, pass. We keep it real.
No, it's all good. Yeah, I don't even know if that would be a good one, probably. Because
you would have to turn up, I think, bro. You would have to turn
most
up
definitely because I think I honestly think our styles are lightweight similar. You feel me? Like we're both kind of like we're like anti battle rap trend. You know what I mean? Like he kind of when I seen him against man Johnny, what's his name or some shit?
Johnny Alcatraz. Johnny Alcatraz.
I was
man.
Like, man, he
yeah.
just killed everybody. He just killed the whole like. The whole style and everybody's hopping on this shit, like, and I'm kind of like, I'm into that, so I was like, yeah, okay. But, yeah, that would be a good-ass battle. I'd have to, yeah, he said I have to turn up. That's definitely true.
Is there someone specific that you want on that URL stage?
Yeah, I've talked to Norv a couple times. We're still working on something. Names? We talked about, I could say names that we talked about, but beforehand I like to say nothing at all is confirmed or none of that, you feel me?
Okay.
But, like, yeah, I mean, we talked about, like, Danger Zone and shit, and we talked about Cortez.
Now, that right there would be an okay battle.
I think you could be Cortez,
Cortez
fast.
Yeah.
Me and Cortez been supposed to happen for a minute, and I want to do that more so because I want to go as somebody in from New York on the New York stage.
I was actually going to get into that next. You in New York? Like you rep the West Coast to the fullest, and I love that shit. Don't get it. I'm from New York, my nigga. You rep the West Coast. We were the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, that's right, Oakland.
Yeah,
you rep Oakland and shit. And it's just like, do you think it's really like East Coast versus West Coast? Because a lot of your battles and shit, you be calling New York niggas out. Like, let's keep it real. You really doing shit. You don't call them out, but you put them in a box. And I respect that shit. You know what I'm saying? I have no problem with that shit whatsoever. But, like, do you think that if you went to New York, you would have to kill somebody in New York? The way you go at
that's
them,
why
you
I want
to
do that.
Turn up.
That's why I want to do that. And it's because it's just competitiveness. I mean, I don't think it's like a – I mean, there definitely is. I mean, people can say what they want, but there is, like, a little lightweight. I mean, especially in the beginning, you feel me, and – you know, the whole thing between, like, you know, there's, like, you got Smack URL and shit, and you got niggas coming from there to come over to Grind Time and then over to King of the Dot or what have you, Fresh Coast, King of the Dot, whatever. And it is, like, a challenge. Just on, you know, people on the East Coast say, oh, these guys are, like, Scribble Jam guys, and they're, you feel me, nerds and shit. And you know, in West Coast, they're like, oh, these guys over there, they're fucking just gun rappers and they don't talk about shit, you feel me? And I don't think either one is true. But
me neither.
There's definitely a competitiveness there, and I think it's good, honestly. I mean, I think it's cool for the, you know, the sport or whatever and shit. And, yeah, I mean, that's why I want to do that. And I did make that – I did that shit against DNA, which –
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I've wanted to do for a long time, and I'm glad I did. But now I think it's time. I'd like for my next battle to be out there on the East Coast.
Dope. Cause I want to see how you do in the New York crowd, because I think you have it. It's not going to matter.
Yeah, me too.
I think the crowd is going to fuck with you anyway because of your style, I think, B.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I appreciate that. I don't know. I'm real curious, you know, like my problem – You know, my thing is that I don't want to try too hard to appease that crowd, per se. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd rather just keep doing me, and if they don't fuck with it, they don't fuck with it, you know. But, like, I think what I've learned from the past is, like, from the past, haha, nah. What I think what I've learned from previous battles or whatnot is just, like, yeah, I mean, if I just do me to the fullest, you know, then it's whatever. I mean, I know Disaster went out there and went against T-Rex, and that shit was cool. It was a weird ass battle or whatever. Like,
I didn't like Disaster in that battle at all. I'm gonna keep it funky.
It was weird, man. I don't know. I can't even call it. I gotta watch it again. But that shit was just off. That shit was off.
You know,
I think he knows. You feel me? But I'd like to see him go back there and do it again, like with, you know, a little more.
It's not going to work.
Maybe more better idea of what he's getting into or whatever, but for me, I'd rather just go out there and, you know, and I know he freestyles and shit, and I know the niggas out there hate that shit, kind of, but I'd rather just go out there.
It's not that, Paz. It's not going to work. I'm going to tell you why it's not going to work. You got to understand the URL crowd. Like, if they like something, you got Don DeMarco's coming, you got everyone stopping them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is the type of nigga that has to go. You can't be shagging this nigga nonstop. He has to go. So when you stop this nigga every couple of bars, he's not going to be the same diss.
Because
that energy
saying,
is not behind it. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is right there. It's not. It has nothing to do with diss not showing up versus Rex. It was the crowd does play a part, in my opinion. You keep stopping these niggas, and they got tunnel vision, and they're trying to zone out, but they got to stop because it's a Don DeMarco. No shots at him, but I'm just saying. Or because the crowd is stopping him. I mean,
this is a fucking Disaster is like a wizard in this battle rap shit, dog. Like, he's crazy. But yeah,
I think with Disaster though, Pass, he got to slow down a little bit though.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, I can see that.
You know what I mean?
He got a lot to say.
He got a lot to say.
In there. That's kind of like me too. So
yeah, but I don't think your flow's not as rapid as his though. Like, you know what I mean? I can hear you line for line clearly. You're flawless. You know what I mean?
Right. I appreciate it. And that's one of the things, like, I come from, like, before I ever did a battle, like, I recorded songs, you know, I was, like, recording songs at 13 with, like, producers and guys who, like, know, like, you know, were musically inclined. And then they were the ones who taught me, and I carry that out through performance and battle rap, whatever. Like, it's, like, clarity. You want people to hear you. I think, like, and people complain, like, that I say simple shit or whatever, like, I say shit that's, like, not that tight or... And people react hella hard for it. But I don't think it's not always about, like, what you're fucking saying. Like, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. It is not always about what you are saying. But if you say, like, if you get out of pocket, pop out, put your ass back in it with you feel me? Like, it don't matter. Like, you feel me? Like, I said that. That's my favorite line, probably, that I said, dog. Like,
that's the best line. I'm telling you.
That was some shit I just didn't, you know, again, like, I was like, well, they might fuck with this, they might not, but I need to end the verse somehow, so that worked with the rhyme scheme, you feel me? So I was like, whatever.
That partner shit, I like that shit.
Man, good looking. I wish I had said that against someone else damn near, dog. Like, I swear to God, I wish I saved that one. I should have tucked that one in for like, DNA or somebody else, but it's cool. I'm glad people fuck with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Pat, we're going to take a couple of calls, man. We got some people that want to talk as well.
Cool.
Take some fan calls right here. We got 860-778. Are you on? 860-778.
Where you at, dog?
People just listening. All right, let's take a New York call. Let's go 917-589.
Yo,
hey.
Yo,
what up?
Yo, man, I just want to show love and support for the whole Angry Fan movement, Angry Fan Radio, man. This shit is crazy, man, getting all the dabblers on here and allowing the people to talk to them and just see what's really going on with them, man. I mean, y'all got a great thing going, man. Nothing but love and respect, kid.
I appreciate
it.
Yo, pass a good battle or something. Good question. Don't pass in the hot seat.
Throw him in the hot seat? Yo,
yeah.
Pass. What? Oh, all right. Like, yo, pass. Not for nothing, my dude. Like, I know the dudes, like, feel a kind of way because of that grind time thing, but me personally, I love that grind time thing, man. I love your style. I love how y'all put your bars together. If you
word.
Was on that URL stage, you know who I would love for you to get at, man? Like, not for nothing? I would love for you. I think I would love for you to bury Shook, man.
Ooh.
Good love for you to bury Shook, man.
Wow, that would be a crazy battle.
And I'm just keeping it 100 because, like people got to understand, man, like, it's like Pat just said, it's different styles and different levels, man, and people got to understand and appreciate everything, man. You just can't be pigeonholed into one thing, man. And
yeah.
I refuse to believe that them grind time dudes is any lesser than URL any lesser than King of the Dot. It doesn't work like that, my G.
Yeah, they're not.
You know, bars
dumb
bars, man.
Yo, if Dumb Founded came
bars,
back to battle rap, niggas would be fucked up. Dumb Founded is nice.
Exactly. But the reason I say Shook, because the shit that this nigga passed would hit this nigga with.
I'm going to keep it a real caller. I don't think it would be one-sided, though. I think they both will be talking that shit.
Nah, it's not. I mean, it's the reason I said because it's not like it's like you said. It's not gonna be one. They both gonna go back. But the shit that the way Paz put it together, like Paz said, he keeps it simple. But sometimes keeping it simple on hitting niggas, that's like one of the hardest things to do.
Exactly.
Hardest things to do. But and you also gotta understand, like when boss go over people's heads, it's hard to get it back, especially in that crowd, man. By the way, this is back to Diggy, you know what I'm saying? Rocking with, you know what I'm saying, Don DeMarco, you know what I'm saying, showing love and everything, kid. But,
right.
Shout out to my man, Three Letter Man. We be hollering at each other on Twitter and everything like that. But,
already.
But, yo, Paz, kid, like, the way that you put your shit together, like, everybody's on that scheme shit. I just love the way that you put it together and you come and it's like, sometimes keeping it simple is the best way to go, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel it. Yeah.
And I think you will fox the shit out of Shug. No disrespect to Shug, because I love Shug's music. Shug's music is crazy. But the comparison of passing, Shug's just the visual aspect, and then I'm throwing them balls back and forth, I think that would be a great battle right there, bro.
Because
that'd
be like crazy. He came out to the West battle one time.
Mm-hmm.
He came out here a couple times, I think. I just feel like he might come light against me, though. Like, he'd be like, oh, he's one of them guys. Like, he's going to come light. And then I would just be like, well, he's one of them guys, so I'm going to go the hardest.
Exactly.
So it could be, that could be interesting. That could be cool.
I think he's funny as fuck.
I like Shook.
I think if Paz goes first and take his fucking head off, on that first verse, I think that would make Shook.
That's what I do,
bro. I think Shook can adjust to that, like, and then really, like, oh shit, I gotta go into my bag now.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're mm-hmm. right. Dang, that's on point.
I ain't gonna hold your eyes, man. Good looking, man. I'm online listening, man. Love what y'all do, man. Salute to everybody, man. Salute Angry Fan Movement Radio one time. You heard me.
Hey, yo, Pat. I want to say this, Pat. Yo, we appreciate you coming on the show because we really just started out. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I already know. I appreciate y'all for thinking of your boy, you feel me?
We fuck with you over here.
Hell yeah. I appreciate it.
You get out of pocket, partner, I'll put your ass at.
I'm telling you, bro. It's the best one. Bring that.
If only I had known how, like, that shit was going to come off, man. It's crazy.
When you did it and when Brick just bowed his head, it's just, man, it was just perfect.
And your boy behind
man,
you. Brick's
is,
That was in L.A., too. That was Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's right.
It's crazy because, hella people, I don't know, like, people are weird, man. Like, a lot of people will say that, like, Brick's won that shit and, you know what I'm saying? Which, I mean, I'm never one to be like, yo, I roasted dude, cuz, but, like, dang, I definitely got on dude's helmet. And I don't even, I think I was reading some shit when it came out and shit, and people are just like, oh, like, his bars are just going over people's heads and shit. I'm like, well, that kind of sucks then, you feel me? Like, that means it's not that tight, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. Maybe I just look for different things. Like, I just look for somebody that's, like, tight. You know what I'm saying? That has, like, dope raps. Like, it's not about, like, being extremely overly, like, deep and weird, like, with the metaphors and shit. It's like, oh, shit.
Let me ask you a question. Who won, in your opinion, between Lux and Hollow?
Oh, man, it's Lux. I mean,
Lux
sorry, it's Hollow. My bad, it's Hollow. Nah, Hollow. Sorry.
There you go.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely Lux won that. Or, man, what the fuck? Definitely Hollow won the Lux battle.
Why, in your opinion, though? Explain to us why.
I just think he just dominated. I mean, it was in, as far as I know, at least, it was into, like, a relatively, like, unbiased crowd, or at least, like, in a neutral grounds, you feel me? Like, they're both from, like, what, Hollow's from Queens, Lux is from Harlem,
right?
And they battled in New Jersey and shit, and he just dominated. Like, Lux had to, he had to top the Calico performance in order to get at Hollow, to me, honestly, in order to beat him. And to me, he did not exactly do that shit. He still had ridiculous bars. Like, he said shit that made me, like, be like, oh, my God, dog. Like, he had game-changer bars in his, like, slouch raps, you know what I'm saying? Like, that I don't think even, just as, like, a rapper and as a writer, like, I can appreciate. But as far as dominating a battle and shit and, like, killing it and getting the crowd, bro, like, Hollow got him. As soon as he, like, said the Eddie Murphy pants shit, dog, like, I felt like my hair was...
That was he set it up lovely. He set up that first round off lovely. I agree with that.
It was downhill. But honestly, on a completely real 1,000%, I thought it was kind of... After the first round, I was like, oh, this is just kind of boring, dog. Like, they both were going on for hella long, and I was just like, man, this is weird.
Did it live up to the hype?
Like, it was cool, like, it was dope, but it gets like times with these battles and in these highly anticipated battles and you have two big names, it gets almost like I want to say, like, incestuous, if I may. You know what I'm saying? Like, it almost gets to the point where it's like, all right, dude, like, yeah, you're talking about, like, a past battle, you know what I'm saying? You're talking about all this shit that, like, if I was just a dude watching this that I got no idea what the fuck a battle is, you feel me? Like, I'm not going to get half of the shit niggas is even talking about. But, like, that's why, like, some of the older ones are almost more exciting, having more of that authentic feel, like me and Hollow's battle, like, you know what I mean? To go back to that, it's like, you could be a fan, you could be somebody, like, I could show that to my brother who doesn't give a shit about battle rap, you feel me? He's just a hood nigga, and I could show that to him, and he will, like, love that shit, you feel me? And he'll be like, oh, man, that was the hardest shit ever, dog. And he doesn't
Do you think
know,
the battle
like,
lived up to the hype?
Backstory. What's that?
Do you think the battle lived up to the hype or not?
I think it did. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. It kind of did. I don't have a huge desire to watch it again.
To watch that shit. Yeah, I feel you on that.
I saw the bootleg. I was like, yeah, that's enough. I don't even think I finished it. I don't even think I finished the whole thing, you know, but... It was cool. It was great. I mean, it was a great fucking thing for battle rap. It was great that they had, like, you know, all the attention to it was fucking awesome. And Lux being, like, a guy from, you know, the Lion's Den and shit.
Right.
I used to watch those battles back in the day, like, and Fight Club mm-hmm. and all them shits, you feel me? So for me, it was like, you know, it's kind of a different feeling. It's like I get the butterflies watching that kind of shit, you feel me? No homo. But, you know, like, but seriously, yeah. like, you know, it's special in that way. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, it was dope.
Yeah.
Yo,
Pat, it's Andy. Let me ask you a question. You from the West Coast. Who did y'all look up to in battle rap? Did y'all look at Lux and Mook like that? A lot of us on the East Coast, we look up at Mook and Lux.
Yeah, I know I did. I definitely did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did. I certainly did. I liked the when I was coming up, battle rap was different.
Because you're from a whole different era of battle rap. You're from fucking when everybody was freestyling with rebutting and shit. They wasn't even writing rhymes. That's the era you're
Yeah, exactly, dog. Like, we were getting, like, you know, people would call you out if you had written raps. It was just two totally different, like, kinds of battles, you know what I mean?
You couldn't have no written shit, like, so it's different.
Yeah, you would get, like, people, even when you're freestyling, like, people are stupid as fuck. I remember freestyling raps back in the day and people being like, oh, man, but that wasn't a real freestyle. It was like,
exactly.
It was, you know, it wasn't off the top, though. It wasn't, you feel me? I'm like, well, actually, it was off the top. But even if it wasn't off the top, it really don't fucking matter, you feel me? And then people kick a, you know what I'm saying, like all that shit. And then, but, yeah, I mean, me, I obviously I came from that or whatever, and I went to Scribble Jam and I freestyled at Cypher's battling random niggas, you feel me, kicking freestyles, making fun of, like, their outfit or whatever. But at the same time, like, and I don't want to sound like a sucker for saying this shit, but, like, Fight Club, when it was on MTV2 and shit, like when they showed Sirius Jones and Jin and Iron Solomon on MTV2, like that really brought me to like a different, it kind of opened my eyes up to the different aspect and how you guys do it out there on the East Coast and shit. And then I'm looking at like Murder Mook and Party Artie and shit. Like I remember watching Party Artie and being like, damn, this nigga is gassing, feel me? And I used to love that shit. Feel the rest in peace of that man. So like, I'm for me personally, I looked up to both, you know, but like to both sides of the coin or whatever. But I mean, yeah, I'm definitely out here. It was more about like freestyle off the top, like rhyme patterns and cadences and observational like disses and shit like that.
So who were them niggas on the West Coast? You got the Saurus. I mean, who do y'all look up to?
Well, yeah, I mean Thesaurus. No Can Do.
Exactly.
No Can Do might be one of the best freestylers I've ever known or seen. Just not ever known, like, just a period. He's probably the best freestyle nigga ever in life, honestly. People might not know. I've been in, like, the best cyphers I've ever seen in my life are, like, not recorded and shit, and battles that are just not recorded. I've seen him destroy people. But him, he was doing it to the level of, like, he could go out, like, in New York and compete with you guys on a freestyle level. And this was before, like, Grind Time or any of that shit was, like, even a thought in anybody's mind. So it was crazy. Mm-hmm. But, guys like that were, like, people who we looked up to and we and then even, like, on a freestyle level, like Juice and Supernet, because that was actually on the wake-up show. That was on, like, the wake-up show back in that. That might have been the first battle, like, I ever heard was on the radio, like, hella late at night. Just listening to the wake-up show and, like, being like, what is this shit, dog? Like,
what?
And, you know, that type of shit. I mean, they're not from the West Coast. I mean, what, Juice is from Chicago. Supernat is from, like, Indiana or some shit, I want to say. And they're, but, you know, but still, just because that's what we were exposed to. So, yeah.
Pass, what's your take on your West Coast brethren, Daylight, man?
Man, I've known Daylight since back in the day. I mean, I battled him when before he had the face tat. So
he battled Daylight.
Yeah, that's right. That was a good one too. Yeah, he's a fool, man. I mean, he's just I don't know, man. I mean, I got love for Daylight as a person because he's actually a super nice guy and he's hella smart.
Everybody seems to hear about him. He's hella nice. He's hella cool. I hear a lot. A lot of people say he's mad cool.
Yeah, he's a cool dude, bro. Like, I could chop it up. He doesn't smoke weed, which is kind of weird to me, but it's whatever. But he, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, he, the whole shit to me is I mean, it's getting him out there, you know? I mean, he says, like, he doesn't give a fuck about having dope raps. He just wants to be known for gimmicks. I've seen him say that on, like, Twitter or in an interview or some shit. And it's kind of put him on the map, you know? I mean, you know, I'm not mad at him, per se. I just think it makes battle rap as a whole look kind of weird. It just is like, all right, well,
agree.
You know.
Co-sign.
But I don't think, like, I think the battle rap world is, like, you know, if we're looking at the hip-hop world, the hip-hop culture, and then you take that, and then there's an even smaller subculture of battle rap.
Right.
You know what I mean? Most of the people that are not, like, totally fucking, like, involved or wrapped in the whole battle rap world and culture probably aren't totally aware of Daylight. But when they see Daylight and they see that shit, they're going to be like, huh, that's a little weird. Why would I want to watch a dude get naked on stage or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I think, you know, on one hand, he's like a fucking genius, like, you know what I'm saying? People are going to fly him all over the world to fucking see what he's going to do. So I'm not mad at him.
Yeah.
He's a fucking weirdo, and that's cool. So
as long as we have one weirdo. Now, once you start having two and three, there's a problem.
There you go.
There's a couple.
Yo,
there's more.
We're going to take a couple of calls.
I don't know if y'all
have
heard of Michael White before, but that is like...
Oh, God.
He's a weird... I don't know where he's from or what, but that dude is a... I don't know if he's mentally retarded or what, but the one battle I saw him in was hilarious. Huh?
Pat, he has to be mentally retarded, though. He has to be.
I mean, I think so. I'd like to think so. If not, it's probably even more worrisome.
I totally agree with that right there. He better be fucking retarded. That motherfucker better be retarded. If he's not retarded, oh, my God.
Yeah, bro. Oh, he is. Even if he's not retarded, he's retarded.
Yeah,
I feel bad for saying the word retarded. I feel like that's not politically correct, but it's cool.
We hood niggas. I'm sorry. You know what it is.
All right, We're going to take a couple more calls. We got 860-778. 31?
Hey, what's up?
778. What's going on?
Hello?
What's up with it?
Yo.
What's good, man? Shout out to Angry Fan 311, man. It's Sessa Mill from HOTV. What's good, yo?
What they do, my G?
Slow motion, man. Slow motion, man.
What's going on in the world, man? We got Paz on the phone, too. What's going on,
Yeah,
man?
What's good, Paz? How you doing, bro?
What's up with it, bruh?
Man, I can't call it, man. Might spoil it, man. Just got a quick question, too, for you.
Where's 860 at?
Oh, that's up in Hartford, man. This number's Hartford, but I'm in Bridgeport, CT, though.
Okay. That's
what's
up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no doubt. But one of my questions for you is that, man, you got a good resume, man, a really good resume. Have you ever thought about going to, like, Spit That Heat, Guerrilla Warfare, some of the other leagues at the same time while preparing to go to URL because they continue to build that resume that you have?
Cool question.
Yeah, I've had some of those guys that you name hit me up. I've had them hit me up. We've talked about doing a couple of things. Nothing's really panned out. It's got to make sense for me. And
true.
I need to really have, like, my whole, like I really prepare for these battles hella hard, you feel me? Like, I don't know. I have no idea how other guys prepare for it. I've never really talked to them. But, like, I don't have a lot. You know, I have a kid and shit. I do a lot of shit out here in the town. So, like, I really got to, like, dedicate a lot of time to, like, sit down and write these raps. So it's really got to be something that makes sense. I wouldn't be opposed to any league, though, necessarily, if it makes sense, though.
True story. Yeah, because I definitely thought about that because, you know, just based off of your history and the work you've done, like, you battled some really quality URL guys. Like, and if you was to battle a URL, I wouldn't think it makes sense for you to battle somebody that's like a PG guy. Or you being a PG because you're established. You got so many years in history of doing this. So, you know, just out of
respect,
I think you deserve an MC that has those credentials.
Yeah, no, I want to go to URL. I want to do that this year. I want my next battle on URL.
Yo, Seth Money, let everybody know what family you're connected with, what league you're connected with, so everybody knows who's talking.
Oh, yeah, man. I was a former head of promotions for iBattle Worldwide. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just right now I'm just doing my HOTV thing. We're doing a little bar school. You know, we are judging different battles, doing predictions, just showing love to all the leagues all around and just, you know, doing the same thing Angry Fan doing, man, because I remember when he first started, man, it's definitely dope to see how far you've came and how much work you put into it. I don't know how the heck you did it, but hey.
I appreciate it, bro. All those little notes, that man is a good man, man. He's a good dude, man.
Salute.
That's what it is, my dude.
Yeah, you already know.
Yo, Pass, I got a question. When you're preparing for a battle, are you able to write music, or is it just something totally different for you?
Yeah, no, I'm still working on music. Like, for me, with battles and music, it's separate, but I'm able to do them both at the same. Like, it's actually better as far as a writing standpoint. Like, when I'm writing songs, and then I get like ideas and shit, I could turn it into like something to a battle. I actually do enjoy that. But then once it gets like a little closer to the battle, I need to stay away from the studio for a couple weeks so I can strictly work on memorizing battle raps and shit and filming and shit like that. But yeah, I'm able to do them both. I'm working on some shit. I'm working on like two projects right now that I want to put out this year that I'm really, really excited about.
That's dope.
I really want to get rid of that. I mean, it's kind of true. It's not really a stereotype. Most battle rappers, especially these days, really can't make music, dog. I hate to say it. Like, most of them are not tight. And I think it's because, you know, a lot of these guys are coming to battles and have never, like, written a song before, you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to knock anybody, but it's just, you know.
It is what it is.
It's different, I guess. Like, a lot of these guys just became battle rappers because they saw it on the internet and thought it was cool and shit. And, you know, I've been, you know, I was battling kids, like, in the hood when I was, like, 13 years old, 14, like, just trying to rap and shit, and people would challenge me and all that. So, like, I come from kind of a more, like, rhythmic, musical kind of background, I guess. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
All right, we're gonna take one more call right here. We got 409-828. Are you on? 409.
Yo.
Yo,
what's
on?
What's up? Not much, man. Yo, what's up, Pat? Shout out to you. I got a question for you, man.
What's
I remember.
Up? Where you from, bruh? Where you from, bruh?
Texas. East of Houston.
I was gonna say that shit.
I
knew you was from Texas, dog. As soon as you started talking, guys.
Yeah.
I got family from down there, so.
That's what's up. Hey, after the Hollow the Dumb battle, you took a long hiatus, I think. And I remember I was like, damn, I couldn't wait for you to come back to battle. And you battled, I didn't like the battle, damn. Philly Swain. What was up with that battle, man? What was going on that battle, man?
That's a good question. That's definitely, like, one battle I'd say that I definitely lost. And I think it was because I don't think I did well in that because at the time there was a lot of shit going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically took the battle for a check, just completely honestly. They offered me this. They said, hey, and I needed that. And I, like, what was that, 2010? I think my son was just born at that year. Yeah, he was born in 2010, and he was, like, what, 6 months old or something like that, or, you know, 6 to 8 months old or something. And I was not really, you know, I was in a weird state of mind and shit, and I took the battle strictly because I was like, yo, I can't turn it down.
And you know what?
Somebody offered me.
I respect you for even putting it out there real like that. A lot of people have said some dumb shit, avoided the question or something stupid, but you kept it real. That's
no,
what's up.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that was like 4 years ago. You know, I mean, I'm, you know, it's still a little, you know, it's embarrassing for anybody to, you know, get roasted in a battle. But I didn't try, man. Like, I was not. My head was not into it. Like, I think I wrote, like, my last verse on the plane right there, which a lot of people say is, like, a cool thing or whatever, but for me, it was not cool. Like, I was stressed the fuck out, and I, like, drank a bunch of alcohol, like, before the battle, too, which I never do. I do not drink.
Because I was waiting on you to kill his ass. I just knew you.
Yeah, I know. I should have too. I'm still mad that I didn't. But
you've been having plenty more good looks though since then, so I ain't mad at you.
I appreciate you, dog.
Sure.
Salute.
Appreciate y'all taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Shout out Texas.
Pass.
Yeah, buddy.
Every time we ask somebody to come on our show, man, we ask them to spit a 16, man. What's good, B?
Yeah, I got raps.
What's good? Well, spit them. Let's hear them, my dude.
Oh, okay. We going acapella. All right. Yeah. Okay, I got a verse for y'all. It goes, born in 88, lightweight crack baby shit, violence, drugs, broken home, all of that crazy shit. We all know the sound of gun claps. Maybe that's why they consider us young black maniacs. That's why I'm posted twisting, purple sipping, purple contemplate this Oakland vision. Out here living like this here gonna be my last day. No emotion, those get buried up under a pile of roaches in my ashtray. Till I don't dump, firing these pyro lungs, 510 with some 501s. Might not make it, niggas not so young, so I just post up. Roll up, pulled up in my own cup, giving no fucks, I just go nuts, nigga, hold up, they don't know us, so cut from a different cloth, it's sewn up, marijuana so plush, California gold rush, no justice, nigga, it's just us, OG gang, you could learn from young cuss, OG strain, flame burn, my lungs fucked up, head spinning in circles, so I can't tell what's up, what, we just living. But it ain't just living when you come up in unjust conditions. You got to adjust within. You're thinking just different. Upbringing just different. Not a single fuck given, nigga. Yep.
Yo, it is.
And listen, B.
That's all that I'm working on right now, too.
Yo, I'm talking some shit right now. Like, damn.
Damn.
Oh, fuck, I love
man,
this.
Man, good looking out. Salute,
yo,
man.
Pass, man. Can you shout out the Angry Fan Movement, man? Thanks for having you on.
Oh,
can you shout
man.
Us out right quick?
Off top, man. Shout out to the Angry Fan Movement, man. Y'all the realest. Shout out to everybody who's a fan of Battle Rap, period. And shout out to everybody that fucks with me. Because if you fuck with me, you fuck with the town. You fuck with Oakland. You fuck with the Bay Area. So I fuck with y'all. Y'all
right,
know salute,
ready.
Pass.
Yo, Pass, we really appreciate you coming on, brother.
Yeah, man, anytime. I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back and fuck with y'all. I'm going to call y'all as a fan and just pretend I'm not me one time.
No doubt. I would love that shit, man. That's why we're doing this. I would love that.
Yeah. Who y'all got next on the show?
We got Big K Wednesday and Swave on Friday.
Oh, I'm calling in on them niggas, dog.
That's what it is, man. We fuck with you over there. You heard?
Yeah, I appreciate y'all, man. One love.
You already, man.
One, man.
Bye, bros.
Man,
Pass was spitting some shit just now.
Yeah. Fresh Coast.
Fresh Coast, man. Oh, man. I'm glad
you already know.
I'm a hard body Pass fan, to be real with you.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
All right.
Come on, he called out there, man. Talk to the people, man.
Of course, man. We actually got 508-762 on the line. I believe this is Excel.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
shit.
Excel,
what's popping?
What up, man? What's good?
What's good, my dude?
Peace. What's good, Excel?
What's going on, brother?
Chilling, man.
So look,
what's up? You got a battle coming up? What's going on, man?
Got a couple battles coming up. I'm actually waiting for whenever the PGs is. I'm supposed to be doing the PGs.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm battling Brooklyn Carter.
Mm.
And then in May, I'm on the Spit That Heat card, too. Spit That Heat card. I'm battling CT.
When is that? When is that?
420. That's 420.
420 in the building.
Yeah. And then I got something crazy in June, though. In June, me and Danny Myers are going to be in that in June.
Woo! You with Danny
Woo!
Myers?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, XL. So that Daylight battle really blew you up. Because I'm going
to
be honest.
It did. Shout out to Daylight.
I did not know who you was. I just don't want to lie. I don't know who you was before that Daylight battle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy because niggas went there to see Daylight, And it's just like your bars was so crazy, like it was undeniable. It seems like.
Yeah, I'll say like, cause really, I keep it real. I just started battle rapping, like I'm 28, so I've been rapping for a minute. You know what I'm saying? But I just started like battle rapping this format, battle rapping in June of last year. So it's not even been a full year for me yet. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the time, so I had like three or four battles, and then I battled Daylight, but like when I wrote for him, it was just like I wrote for him like I didn't even care what he I was like I wrote for him like he was gonna I wanted him to bring his best, you know what I'm saying? Like even if he brought his best, niggas would still be like, yo, who's that nigga? It's a classic, like, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to make it debatable. I was trying to go in there and do what I do.
Yeah.
Well, I've been rapping for a minute, like, you know what I'm saying? I've been rapping forever, since I was a little kid.
XL, how are you handling, I don't want to say stardom, I want to say it like that, but I mean, with your buzz getting, like, crazy now after that Daylight battle, has it been different for you, or, like, you, like,
I
like,
mean,
fan shocked or whatever the case may be? I know you got a lot more fans now.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot more fans. I love the fans. It's different in the sense that now when I tweet motherfuckers, I get a response. I keep it real. Like, now when I tweet people and reach out to certain people, I get a response faster than I would a couple months ago. You know what I'm saying? Like,
game go.
Yeah.
Shit, little shit like that. But, I mean, like,
but
I'm
it gotta make you
dude.
Feel good too, though, my nigga. That
shit
wasn't being appreciated.
I love it. I love it. Like getting tweets from, like, real talk. Like, Verb, he was going in on the PG dudes, but he definitely tweeted my battle. Like, yo, I remember the tweet. Listening to XL with the Sour Patch face. He's nice. Verb said that.
Are you sitting there like, get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, and I was like, my friend, Averb don't talk, you know what I'm saying? Averb don't big nobody up, you know what I'm saying? How's he even watching my shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. I love it, you know what I'm saying? But it just, at the same time, I try not to get too caught up in it because I still got to produce more work, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because if you fuck up, you know I got to get at you. I fuck with you. You the
hardest. Oh, yeah, I already know.
You know how I do, my nigga. I can't spare nobody. I don't got friends.
Well, That's why I fuck with y'all. That's why I fuck. Definitely, like I told Caps, because I talk to Caps all the time. I told Caps, y'all like the first take of battle rap.
There you go.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all like the first take. Like, y'all act real live. That's why I watch first take. I don't care what they're debating. I just watch it.
Right.
I watch it to see Steven and Skip go in on each other. You know what I'm saying? Have a good debate. Don't even matter what they're talking about half the time. Talking about. I'm saying, but y'all keep it real, and y'all, if a battler is not on his A game, y'all definitely letting them know that.
Yeah, we let niggas know from the door.
That's it. Exactly.
I respect it. I'm saying.
Well, salute, man. We appreciate it.
XL, good luck on the call, XL, B. Yo, XL, we got to get you on as a permanent, as a real guest. We just starting off, we're going to get you back on soon.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to definitely come back. Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying?
I just want to make sure, man. Let me get a shout-out to the Angry Fan Movement, babe.
Oh, yeah, shout-out to the Angry Fan Movement. You already know, man. Y'all the realest out, man. Keep doing what y'all do. You already know.
Appreciate
that.
Yeah.
XL, good looking, B. All
right, cool, man. All
right.
Yeah, we got to call it. Let's take some.
Yeah, I hate to fucking get big-headed. I just really like hearing the ballad shout-out to Angry Fan Movement, man. It makes a fucking difference to me. You know what I'm saying? I must have spent, out of all these fucking blogs, out of 115 blogs, I'm trying to calculate the hours that I've actually sat in that fucking chair. You know what I'm saying? Trying to blog on this shit. That makes a difference to me hearing this shit. It means that the work was, like, worth it and shit.
Yo, it makes all those broken light bulbs that you just shatter on the floor.
Yo, everybody who be asking about the light bulbs, they're already burnt out. I'm not buying new light bulbs to break them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're burnt out light bulbs that I'm using to break.
I don't believe that.
You're the crazy nigga, Timbo.
All right. Let's go 919-757. 919-757. Are you on? Are you just listening?
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on? Caller, you on 919? What's going on?
What's poppin'?
Caller.
Yo, what's poppin'?
What's going on, man?
What's up, man? Talk your shit. What's good, nigga?
Next call, Tim.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's go next call.
I was
do,
like that, too. That sucks.
Do 203-606. 203-606. You on? Man, you're gonna make it. You guys are gonna make us rant again.
You know what it is? The problem is, it's like shit like this makes me wish that we kept XL on now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We try and do this shit so we can get fan calls and shit. In all reality, that's the reason why. Otherwise, we could keep XL on.
Let's do
443-413.
You on?
Yo.
Yo. What's going on? Yo. I fuck with you niggas. Hard body. Shout out to Angry Fan Mook.
Shout out, bro.
First point. I've been calling in ever since y'all had the show. First thing I gotta say is, Lux be hollow, my nigga. Let's be
hollow.
No.
What round?
Lux be. Like, that's how I'm looking at it.
Okay. Hello?
I ain't saying
you're taking a battle rap. Yo, caller, you breaking up.
All right, y'all hear me?
Yeah.
All right, well, like I was saying, Lux wins wars.
Okay.
I'm not no beloved. I'm not being biased, but bar for bar, when you break it down, because I watched it, and it was closer than what it looked, and I watched the battle again, audio off, it wasn't close. But I will give Hollow lyrically, because I'm not being, my preference is I like grown man bars. Give me that real shit.
Okay.
But I did get Hollow round two. I thought he played himself on the 4-minute time limit. I hated that shit.
You know what? I want to put this on air too. I meant to say that shit when Hollow was even on. I fucked around and forgot that shit. Like, for that amount of money they was battling, like, that should not have been a problem right there with the time limit. They should have just been happy that they were battling.
Yeah.
That's how I first, that 4-minute shit was crazy to me.
Yo, because I thought $40K, I paid $30. I want to hear everything you had to say.
Everything.
And, and for me personally, Hollow left too much on the table. He didn't use the large pitcher, and I was in the barber shop. Fucks with you, three-letter man, so I hope you feel me when I say this. If he would have set it up a little bit more and would have got everything his first two rounds in and he didn't have to cram everything, I think bringing out Blackface could have been another Big Gerald moment.
It would have been. I got to agree with you on that one right there. That would have been a Big Gerald moment right there.
Like, I'm talking if he could have just really structured it better. Because I'm not going to lie, he angled Lux to death. He angled him to death. But the execution just wasn't there.
But you know what, though? We had Hollow on the show. He said, this is what Hollow told us. He's like, what did nigga expect him to do? He bringing out a grown-ass man out there. He can't expect a grown man out there to do certain. He called him out, and it was orchestrated. He brought him out. You know what I mean?
I mean, I feel you on that. I just think that he could have let up bar-wise a little bit better, in my opinion.
Okay, to bring out his pop, you're saying?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead. No, you can rock.
No, I was going to ask you about the first round. I thought Lux round was dope, but I just thought from the gate, once Hollow went in, he said, D-Vass nigga. He talked about the angel fucking hat and his Eddie Murphy pants from the rip, from the jump. It took Lux a while to me in that first round to really pound Hollow and shit, though.
I mean, are you sure? I mean, Hollow, glad you could make it. It's just sad you won't make it. I don't know. I feel you.
But that wasn't from the door when Lux said that, though, my G.
I mean,
from the door, I'm talking from the gate.
I just think by the way Lux is, he formats his rounds to build up for his third round. And honestly, for me personally, I think, and Mook will take notes, if it's debatable, if the first two rounds are both debatable either way, Lux, everything builds to his third. To me personally, Hitman is the opposite. His rounds start fire, and then it's a decline. Lux builds and builds. That's just my opinion. But the one other thing that I just had to get off my chest to rock with y'all was who that is not they could be a household name, who a year from now, in y'all opinion, can be looked at as the top nigga in the game?
It will.
And I'm so glad you said that, because it's a point that I got it. First of all, he throws haymakers. Haymakers. And I think they talk about Summer Madness 4 might be Hollow and Clips. To me personally, Hollow just a more lyrical. I mean, Clips is just a more lyrical version of Hollow, in my opinion. In my opinion, they do the same thing. But they cool, you know, we're not too personal. Ill Will's not going to play with you. Like,
at all.
He throw at all, like, straight killer. So, and honestly, I'm from Baltimore, the west side. Tay Rock is from there. Tay Rock did not beat Ill Will. Ill Will beat itself. And I'm first time I seen the battle, it was looking real bad for Rock in that first round. He turned it up in the second round.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep only bringing seconds around, Clips is going to kill him. Just keeping it funky.
That's what it
keeping
is.
Keeping it funky. I'm just keeping it funky.
Yes, sir.
And I on the way to work, I'm going to keep it real. I was listening to y'all first episode with Mook and the Mount Rushmore. How y'all not have Verb on there?
Whoa.
Damn.
Hold on.
I
can't have Verb on my
Hold on, because Verb is going to be on Monday. All
I'm
right?
calling
I didn't want to put it out there, but Verb is going to be on Monday. I spoke to Verb last night.
And
Verb's not on
my
Rushmore, though, Carla. He's not on my Rushmore.
And they say he need a legend. Ain't Hollow a legend? It wasn't close.
Yeah, by that time, was Hollow really a legend at that particular time, though?
Oh, man.
Not when he battled. I don't think Hollow was a legend at that time when he battled, though. Not compared to now. You know what I mean? Verb started the Midwest movement. A lot of niggas give him credit for that, and I fucks with that. But in my opinion, I can't get that nigga no Mount Rushmore as a face of battle rap. I just can't
man,
do that.
And I feel you, but the thing is, even though he may not have an impact, what does it say about how good Clips is to arguably never lose and really only bring two rounds? So it's either he's that nice, or...
After he battled B-Magic, though, I know we gave Clips hell, though. He's tightening up after that.
Oh, yeah,
B-Magic
which
battle.
I'm not mad at that. Because I'll keep it real. He did Surf wrong. He did Surf dirty.
Yo, hold on, Paula. I want to talk about... I hate to switch topics. Let's talk about these battles. What's going on with URL and some battles? How are you feeling about battles right now? What do you think?
I think the PGs is carrying it. It's
PGs?
Carrying it. And honestly, Well, I'll say the PG Mentees, because honestly, Danny Myers, another certified killer.
That's my nigga right there.
I just think that's namesake. I don't think anybody that he battled John, another mid top tier name, and I don't know how you can have two of the top battles of the year and still be a PG. I'm just saying.
That PG shit is annoying, too. It's got to stop.
And to me personally, they some runners, top tiers. I know they want their money, but standing in front of Danny Myers like that, he's not going to play with you.
Nope.
Exactly.
Not. And then you got niggas like, not to pick on my man, but Surf, what is he doing? Like, does he want a battle? If he don't want a battle, get out the door.
I agree with that.
Like, even though I was with you three letter man, Calico did some fuck shit against DNA. But I was going to kill him if he ain't bringing with Surf. But hey, he
I feel you. So, we all was, though. I think every fan was going to kill him. I feel you on that.
And Angry Fan, I watched the blog, and I put this on my city. I was like, I don't know why I'm picking Calico, but I'm going to pick him. I don't know why. I picked Calico before the battle. I didn't have a reason why. I just felt he was going to bring it. And he did.
That's
but
what
he
I felt too. Same shit.
He always battles good in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yo, salute 443 for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
Already, man. Shout out to the Angry Fan Movement, man. Keep doing y'all thing. And I'm calling on Monday to highlight Verb.
Word.
Let y'all know. His showtime is one of the illest and one most unstoppable forces in battle rap. So
and it's
going to
be crazy because we're going to have Swave on Friday and then Verb on Monday. I actually just locked Verb in last night. We were talking on the phone and shit.
Man, Verb, so, if you hear me, he been Swave been wanting you. So if he put up or shut up for both of them, I think Swave might not be a legend, but this might be Verb's defining moment.
Oh, definitely.
Defining moment, you think so?
Man, Swave been wanting this boy.
Sometimes you might want a nigga. You might want a nigga, but when they bring it to you, you're going to be
saying,
like, is this what I really wanted? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
man.
This might be the best Swave we've ever fucking seen.
Yeah, because Swave versus Raw, Swave versus Arsenal, I think for Swave, everything has been leading up to this moment.
So you basically were saying that he wasn't focused on the other two niggas. He had his mind just on A-Verb?
I think so. It'd be the whole Hollow.
I hate that shit. Don't even lie to you, caller.
Yeah, I do too. It'd be the same way that Hollow battle Surf, knowing that should have been Lux, and he actually brought it. I think Swain is going to be that same way.
That's what it is.
But
there you go.
All I know is if he showtimes him, it could be over. I'm just saying, it could be over. Ask Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Dez.
Right.
But shout out to y'all, man. Trying to get this next call on here. Shout out to y'all, man. Timbo, fuck with you. Three-letter man. I fucks with you. Angry fan. Keep swinging that axe.
You already, my brother.
You
already know.
All right, fellas. Y'all be easy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Niggas are really getting on my nerves right now. I ain't going to front, son.
What's that?
Niggas is getting on my nerves with this whole fucking Chris shit. Like, I don't understand. How niggas
what happened?
Niggas is just like, yo, caps, like, why you going at Chris? I just don't understand how niggas are mad at me over some shit that this nigga set up. I just don't understand that shit. Like, y'all going at me, but y'all bypassing Queenslip. Y'all going to bypass this nigga putting the blog on flame this nigga, but y'all going to come at me, though. Like, that shit is kind of crazy. And niggas need to chill with that shit, like, man.
Do niggas know that this nigga was supposed to be a guest on the show with Queenslip?
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, though. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. What's going to happen is they're going to keep pushing buttons and keep pushing buttons. And it's just like, my nigga, like, I don't have any problems with Chris, but what y'all niggas are going to do is y'all going to turn up to a whole nother fucking level and shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been cool for mad long. I don't understand why niggas are like, niggas in his group, it's just like starting bullshit. And niggas be like, it's just Facebook, but it's just like, y'all are going to gas this nigga up to take a shot at me. Because I did not come at this nigga. But y'all going to gas him and take a shot at me. And don't do that is what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Because if you niggas are mad at me now, y'all are going to fucking hate me. So it's just like, just let that shit go. You know what I'm saying? Be mad at the right person. Don't be mad at me. You know what I'm saying? If Chris calls up right now, he can say whatever the fuck he want to say about
exactly.
me. Exactly. We are not going to stop this nigga. How the
exactly.
fuck are you mad at me because we did not hang the phone up on Queenslip? That doesn't make
sense. And hold on real quick, Caps. Do niggas got to realize that he was supposed to be on the show on Friday with Queenslip and K-Von to have a debate and rectify whatever situation they had? He could have easily called the show. They could have squashed the shit like grown men on our show and kept it moving and shit. You know what I'm saying? So niggas don't try to get at Caps on some fuckboy shit out there when we invited the man to the show. We didn't pick sides and no shit like
nah,
that.
Nah, if you let him. We didn't invite shit because I clearly see on Twitter he asked you what time was the show. When you said, yo, they going to come on the show. He said, what time are they coming on the show? Like, y'all can't get – I don't got this nigga's phone. I'm not making this nigga tweet the shit that he was tweeting because if that whole situation never went down, he wouldn't have been on the show. No Shame wouldn't have been on the show. They would have talked about the Quiet Room, Queens with the Cave on, and we probably would have had Suge on or whatever the case may be. I did some fan shit. And I don't think these niggas really understand that shit. And another thing is the fact that I really hate the fact that, like, we didn't even get contacted since Friday from this nigga. So if you niggas coming at me, don't come at me. You know what I'm saying? Because he could have hit me on Saturday and said, yo, I had to go to work or whatever. It's fucking Monday night, my niggas. He still ain't hit nobody back. So at the end of the day, stop hitting me up about this shit. You know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with that nigga, not me. Don't throw me in the middle of him and Queenslip, for real, because I didn't come at Chris for no reason.
Ain't nobody bullying nobody out here. Fuck out of here with that dumb shit. No one trying to bully niggas and shit. We ain't about that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We get bigger platforms to get shit off their chest.
We on some battle rap shit, and y'all trying to... y'all on some other shit, man. Yo, the Chris and Black Review Group, you niggas better chill out and stop playing with me, man. Stop pushing my fucking buttons, B. Real shit, stop pushing. my buttons. And y'all niggas know who it is. It's Cap. Chill out. I've been cool this whole time. Y'all niggas just chill out, man. I got nothing to do with that shit. Stop throwing me in the middle of that shit and making it seem like I got a problem with Chris now. Like, no. You niggas get at Queens Flip. That's who y'all get at. Because that's the nigga who got at that nigga and shit. Don't throw me in the middle of that shit because I didn't come at this nigga. I don't want to come at this nigga. This is valid. I don't want to come at him, but don't play me like I won't and shit. I hear you niggas talk out there like he going to respond and shit. All right, you niggas gas him up if you want to. And the niggas got me hot right now, son. Niggas got me hot right now, dude. I don't like that shit. Look at this shit. Hold on. I'm going to read you some shit I just got. Nigga said, man, bro. Oh, look. This is one of Chris people's, man, bro. A war is finna start.
Nigga a
said,
war?
Nigga said, nah. Hold on. Listen. You and Queen Flip really made the battle world at Chris in a negative light, and a lot of people feel some type of way about it, fam. Check this out. Okay. Never mind. Y'all niggas, all right, see, y'all want to throw me in the middle of this shit. All right, we going to play games then. It sounds dumb, but we going to play games then. So I'm trying to mind my fucking business, but since you niggas want to talk all this shit, acting like I can't get to the nigga and shit, all right. Who's next caller? Niggas got me tight right now. All right,
we got another
like
call. We're going to do 863-284. 863-284, you on?
What's going on, fam? How y'all doing?
Peace, my brother. What's good?
Hey, yo, first off, I was prepared to call in when Pass was on, and I appreciate y'all bringing my man Excel on. Yo, y'all keep doing everything that you're doing. To everybody that's been on the call, today's and last week's, appreciate everything that they do. 1,000, 1K. Got to say that all the time. Appreciate Caps. You know what it is. Timbo, Three Letter Man, y'all just keep doing everything that you're doing, supporting this cat behind the scenes, because a lot of cats don't know exactly what y'all do really to keep this thing moving day to day. And like say for instance, for me, over the weekend, I'm trying to click on the link exactly to see, hey, yo, where's the next day? Where's it all coming from? When am I going to get my next fix, so to speak? So if y'all got cats and fans out there like that, for real, y'all doing it, and y'all doing it big. Appreciate that. Can't say that enough.
Word, that's love, my dude. Real nigga shit, though.
Salute, real shit.
Every single day. And I remember when Eggman said some time ago, he said, man, we be on debates and calls, you know, past the blogging. You know, y'all just got one lit, and y'all just going back and forth. That's what it's all about, man. And been having cats accountable every single day with these good battles. So, Pound AFM, y'all cats keep doing exactly what you're doing. Caps, you my man. I remember the first blog I saw you on way back in the day. Hey, Cat, you was in this car, and you was going off on some clown that wanted to go a few rounds with you in a roast beef. From way back in the garage, man, against that brick wall. Keep that thing 1K. Now I got a question. I was going to post it to Excel and to Pass, but I'm going to ask each of you. And it was a caller did say, I believe it. I don't know if it was the guy from Texas or what, but who do you think is going to have the biggest chance to having a classic battle this year? And when I say classic, I'm talking about a top tier classic, not just a good or debatable battle as far as who won. I'm talking about the level of H.A. Double and Anubis, J.C. Chiller, Arsenal Shoddy, for instance, the two battles coming up, that Verb and Swayze or that Newborn Lotta. Well, those two battles and some others that's on the table that's coming up, and I know it's quite a few of them that have not been published because, you know, you got Gnome coming up. You got all the rest of everything else. What do y'all think? Like old boy said, Ill Will's going to be the next to blow next year. And I got to agree, because he got to be one of the top three that you're going to say, this cat going to blow up, bust this shit wide open. But as far as a battle, for two battlers, from the three of y'all, who do y'all think the battle is going to be that everybody going to be talking? Because you got to think about it. Where is Killer and JC coming? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When Arsenal flew out to British Great Britain, That Shoddy battle, that was the shit, man. 3.5 million views already. You know what I'm saying? Who knew? I remember when H.A. Double and that his first, when they was on the rooftop, that battle, I said, screw these cats. That didn't watch later. Shit. I wish a nigga did. Knowing now, I wouldn't even did that. So, you know, if you can predict what battle is going to be the next quick to a million or classic, you know.
Well, it depends on who's battling, though. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Are you talking about the ones that we already know? The ones that we know right now? Like,
yes, sir.
King of the Dot coming up.
That Rum Nitty would be magic.
Between, hey, there's a difference between quickest to 100 and a classic, though, me.
Right, you're right.
You know, I feel like Ill Will versus Real Deal or B Magic and Rum Nitty is going to be the battle of the night at that event for Vendetta too, for King of the Dot. As far as Gnome, I mean, we just kind of have, you know, predictions of what we think is going to be. You know, I know Ill Will versus DNA, John versus Reed, Verb and Goods, Clips and Rock. I don't see those. I don't know. I can't really catch a classic out of there, to be totally honest with you. So I'm going to go with B Magic versus Rum Nitty or Ill Will versus Real Deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going B Magic and Rum Nitty for right now. Until I see, because I mean, those cards on Gnome sound all right, but it's hard to determine if those are going to be classics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm expecting more from the young boys at this point than the old on the vets. That's fucked up to say, but that's just how I look at this shit now.
Oh yeah, I can hear you on that, bro. Because it's, we know what these cats putting together right now. This body of work that these cats doing right now is ridiculous.
Right.
If we would have known that JC versus Chiller, I wonder. Back then, if we would have known that battle was going to be that good, would it have been in that store or would it have been on a larger stage? But I think kind of that battle being in that store, it was a one-off battle too, right?
Yeah.
I'm wondering, maybe sometimes you never know the chemistry between two cats. That's the thing that's going to make it, the styles comparison, or whether it's just going to be the event itself. So, man, I don't know. But fuck all of that. Just in close.
Yo, Cats, what do you think?
Same with Super Rum Nitty and B Magic. No, you know what? I want to say JC and B Magic.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm hoping that got potential. I hope that shit lives up to the fucking hype right there.
Yo, I really hope that Rex and Cortez is good too.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that no more for some reason. I don't know why.
I want to eventually see Rex and Cortez battle just because like they don't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Man.
To that. Got the letdown from your boy from the last battle that Cortez had with your boy K-Shine.
Shine.
They all we expecting this, and then damn, dude, you really just sucked energy from your boy Cortez. And to me, I don't know, man. But fellas, I'm gonna let y'all get on these other calls, Caps. You keep doing your shit, bruh. Three letter man. Timbo, y'all cats, keep these boards lit up. Keep doing this. Pound Angry Fans for life. Y'all cats, stay easy.
You already know, brother.
Salute, man.
All right.
That was actually a good question, but with the classic.
I don't like that word no more.
Nah.
I don't like that word anymore.
Yeah.
It's hard to predict what's going to be a classic anymore. You just can't sit there no more and say, well, they're going to battle, so it's going to be a classic. I can't even do that. I got to wait for the battle to come out.
That's
you know what I mean?
Battle rap world is crazy right now. this battle rap shit is crazy right now, man. That shit crazy.
Yeah.
I'm hyped for those next two cards, though. Miss Gracie and the Kingdom
I think
Miss
Gracie
man.
Card is going to be worth it, Timbo. I agree with you. Miss Gracie right, card.
Our battle got a card the same night, the same day.
Yeah. That's right.
Our battle got a dope-ass card, B.
Miss Gracie card to me is on some next shit, though.
I mean, name-wise it is, but they still
yeah,
have a
that, you know. And she don't even got big, I mean, besides Clips and Hitman and B Magic, I mean, it's still mid-tier nigga she got on there. And I think that like, all across the board, Big Cannon, Big T, whew. Whew.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, those are names, my nigga. We're doing that shit.
Sometimes you want to see the names, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's better than the battle.
That's what I said. I can never say what's going to be a classic until
yeah.
we see the battles. On card, on paper, it's like.
I don't have the I don't have the I'm gonna cut you off. I don't have the battle card in front of me.
I got it. I got it right here.
Oh, you
got
it, Timbo.
We got Danger Zone versus M City.
That's gonna be
we got
Chilla
Jones versus Blackheart Adonis.
Mhm.
City Towers versus Bourne.
These are three bar fests you just named from the door.
Q to General versus Sko. P Row versus Scripps.
That's gonna be a dope battle.
Nasdaq Nest versus Interstate Flames.
Dope battle.
Yeah, man, these are gonna be crazy. This is a big card.
Our battle has
11
so battles. Man, it's just the names aren't there. Interstate Flames is from Ahad and shit. That's a nigga from BET and shit.
Yeah.
From 106 and Park.
Yeah.
That nigga is nice,
yeah.
B. Him, Nasdaq, Nest. Like, these niggas are nice. They just don't have the names up there yet. That's all. So don't everybody, we fuck with Gracie Card. Do not forget about our battle worldwide. Real shit. Don't forget about them. Because they have a card the same exact day.
I think Gracie got the best Midwest card I've seen since Battle Rap been existed, Midwest-wise.
It's up there.
I think so too. Gracie Card is crazy. Don't get it fucked up. It's crazy name wise.
Yeah.
I want to see what they actually bring.
I think they're gonna bring something.
If Hitman just brings three rounds there. Three rounds.
Hitman first round, son. I watched a Hitman against O-Red last night. Jesus Lord, Timbo, you ain't lying. If he have a first round like he did against O-Red, just give us three rounds similar to that. Jesus.
That's it, man. That's all.
Yeah, Hitman, yo, a lot of people say that Clips is going to body Hitman. Like, I got to make it real true. After seeing this nigga battle O-Red, like, yo, man, if Hitman really come with it, you know what I'm saying, he might get at Clips, man. He really might.
But we know Hitman's formula, though, man. He gives you one, the first round is always fire, and then the second round, and he picks it up a little bit. And I got Charlie Clips. I'm saying it early. I got Clips 2-1. Early.
I got Clips 2-1. Yeah. I'm hoping.
Out the gate.
Hitman brings that shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man. Well, Hitman first round against Old Red, man. Jesus. Lord have mercy. Whew. Good Lord. In Jersey.
He always has that one round.
Always. It's usually the first round.
One round. Yeah, it's usually
John. We battled John. His first round was fire.
I mean, same thing against Khan.
Same thing against Khan, exactly.
His first
exactly.
Round was battle looking great, but, you know, his first round was dope. I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to that card.
The Gracie joint, right?
The Gracie joint, yeah.
JC and B-Magic?
JC and B-Magic.
That got potential written all over that, fellas.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know what I mean? You niggas out there, stop the bullshit, man. Stop trying to cause controversy out here, niggas. Ain't that fucking serious, bro.
I'm trying to tell you, my nigga.
You know what I mean?
Trying to tell you, man. I don't know.
Let niggas live, man. Let niggas live. We just having a show, platform. We talk our shit. We fans just like everybody else. We ain't better than nobody else. We just happen to have a platform to talk shit. We love talking to people. Me and Caps have been on the phone for 2 hours talking battle rap. 2 hours before this show popped off.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours. Like, for real, for real.
This is bugging,
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
we three niggas that love battle rap, man. Me and Timbo be going back and forth texting and shit about battles when that shit be popping off today. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, nigga Caps got a platform here for niggas to talk that shit. You know what I'm saying? Caps is my nigga, so I gotta say I know the nigga. He's a good dude. Nigga's not trying to cause controversy. Leave the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just want to give you niggas a chance to come talk your shit on the show, and that's all it is. Niggas ain't cocky. We not Hollywood.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Fuck out of here, man.
It's crazy, my nigga. Like, I'm telling you, it's crazy because that shit is like, I don't want to throw away a blog or some bullshit. Just go ahead. Like, leave me the fuck alone, my nigga. It's like, damn, son. And we should have never even told this nigga he could come on the fucking show. We should have just went with Shotgun Sugar at this point. Like, now it's getting annoying. You know what I'm saying? It's really getting annoying right now and shit. Like, come on, my nigga. Like, we trying to do battle rap, man. Y'all hitting me up about this nigga and shit. And he ain't called me since Friday. I'm not chasing no grown-ass man. Yeah. And I don't feel like I did anything fucking wrong anyway, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, y'all niggas talking this 24 hours. Niggas is hitting me up tomorrow in 24 hours is going to be a blog war. All right, you niggas fuck with me if you want to. Straight up and down, fuck with me if you want to, man.
All right,
we're trying to do shit, battle rappers. I ain't going to play me and shit.
Take us home, Tim, man.
We're gonna catch you guys on Wednesday. We got Big K on. Make sure you guys tune in. We got Slave on Friday, too, 8 to 10. You guys already know you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/topbattlereps, twitter.com/angryfan007, twitter.com/3letterman. Follow Cash's blogs, all the recaps that he does, man. I know you motherfuckers lost that shit. youtube.com/angryfan007. Catch all of the episodes that we upload. Everything is going to be uploaded the next morning. youtube.com/angryfansradio. Fellas.
Yo, it's your boy, AngryFan007, man. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement. Good looking for tuning in. My bad. I'm kind of tight right now about some bullshit and shit. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. But, man, shout out to all you niggas out there. Real shit.
Man, it's your boy, 3-Letter Man, a.k.a. DRE, a.k.a. you niggas stop hating, a.k.a. we have a platform for niggas to fucking get their shit off. Holler at your boy, man.
You already know. We out.
Early.